Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome here to Mike Spirit FM in today's special show, because it is the last of my show, the Sunday, the Mike Spirit, the Mike Davis Medium. I've even got that wrong. It's Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. It's going to be the last one before Christmas. And, you know, today is a special show because I have somebody very, very special in the studio with me. It's our wonderful other host of Mike Spirit FM. And I will say it's the longest host, apart from me, obviously, of Mike Spirit FM. It's our wonderful Nick Humphries. Hiya, Nick.
Hi.
It's nice for you to be in Studio One.
It's been a long time.
It has. You know, the crazy thing about it, Nick, is that, you know, on the way down, the demands was fish and chips. and we changed it into pizza.
I walked through the door and you said, I'll order pizza now then.
Well, pizza have just come. We've just about managed to finish eating. And as you know, my dog, bless him, well, he's licking the table as we speak. Because, you know, there may be a crumb left there. So Marley is enjoying the remains of the pizza. I'm still picking them out of my teeth. And I know that Nick is, well, don't touch my pizza. That's what that was all about. Do not touch my pizza, Nick, as I love you. That's what the Marley dog was saying. But, you know, we've got an amazing show lined up because it is the sing-off. Today is Judgment Day,
Nick. It is Judgment Day.
We've gone through the sexiest laugh.
Yeah, which I won.
No, you didn't. I did. Then we went through the sexiest voice, which I won.
Again.
Oh, you didn't. I did. And now we've got The sing-off,
yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to tell everyone now, Nick, how dodgy you really are.
Why? I'm not dodgy at all.
You
are. I am not dodgy.
You know, guys, everyone, you know, Nick has thrown out this challenge to me. I'm like, yeah, that'll be a laugh, that'll be a joke. And now he tells me he was a lead singer of three different bands. Oh, my God, Nick. Where did that come from?
Well, you know, you accepted the challenge.
I accepted it. and the false pretense, I think, you know. You know, I've been saying that it's going to sound like a pair of cats peeing on an old tin roof. It's going to sound like one cat peeing on an old tin roof.
Look, it's all for a bit of fun. It's Christmas. Bit of a laugh.
I can imagine the charity single next year, Nick. I really can. You know, I mean, I'll be in the background. I'll be the backing singer, the one who goes, na, 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 because I can't really do it.
You can. I'll tell you what, we had a bit of a rehearsal here this evening.
We did.
And we had, you should have seen us, and if only we had webcam, we were wetting ourselves. It was so funny.
You know, Nick, I've been practicing all weekend. You know what kids have left me saying, or left here today saying, Dad, my ears are bleeding. Will you please stop?
Yeah.
It's been painful. You can even hear Jeanette laughing in the background there, can't you? You know? Shh, contain yourself, Jeanette. Get back into cage for 2 minutes. Come on. Let's have a bit of decorum here. But no, we do have quite a few of the hosts, and we have some wonderful guests on as well. I know we've got somebody from America on, Nick.
Wow,
look,
cool.
There's America.
Yeah.
There's Norway.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
You know, I think he wants
the rest of the pizza.
I think he wants the sweet corn, I think. He likes the sweet corn.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. I think we're going to have to get rid of that in a minute, that box. Yeah. But because otherwise, Marley Dog is just going to go on and on and on. So, you know, it is a Christmas special show. It really is. And, you know, I'm all up for the season of goodwill and everything else. Even though, Nick, it's a bit of a sad time for me, Christmas.
What's that?
You know, I'm just going to say it. My granddad passed away.
Oh, bless your heart.
You know, so
bless your heart.
It's an important...
I'm going to give him a bit of pizza.
Give him a little bit of pizza. It's an important part of the year. I know, you know, we enjoy it for the kids. We really do. You know, we enjoy the festiveness of Christmas. And I love Christmas. I really do. Except it is a sad time. And I remember that one Christmas morning, waking up at 5:30 in the morning, driving to the hospital. And we didn't even have a chance to say goodbye. But, you know, we know that he is.
Absolutely, yeah.
We talk, actually, he's one of my guides now, Nick, which is fantastic, you know.
It's always lovely when one of your relatives come through.
It is, you know. I love working with my granddad because he brings so much humor, and I hope that he's going to be with me tonight as I sing.
I think he's been here.
Fingers crossed.
He's definitely here.
Fingers crossed. Please, 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 granddad.
Getting off, that's for sure.
Well, you never know what happens in Studio One. Let me press this button here, and we'll
What are you going to do?
Well, we're going
to do? No, don't press it. What are you going to do?
Oh, this one. It's okay. Don't have a heart attack just yet. Okay.
He's going to get me singing some.
Not yet.
You want me singing that?
No, not this one. Well, what a wonderful song there to start off the show, then, Nick. And, you know, I know that we've got quite a few songs lined up here for Christmas. And, oh, my God.
Hang on. We're singing what?
No, we're not singing that.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah,
we're not singing that. You only need to look at that screen there.
It's quite a lot of songs.
That screen and that screen.
Yep.
And I'll look at that screen and this screen and that screen and every other screen in there.
Mm. I'll tell you what, I've got a question for the listeners as well.
Have you?
Right, yeah, definitely. If you were to see me and Mike on the big screen, right, as a comedy duo, what would we be most likely like?
Lola and Lardy?
Two Ronnies?
Could be two Ronnies.
Morecambe and Wise?
Could be. Ant and Dec?
Ant and Dec, yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, also the other couple.
That's the other two. The Dick and Dom? That's a Dick and Dom. Dick and Dom. Yeah, we could be Dick and Dom. It'd be quite funny when, you know, if... We can set up a webcam.
I think we should.
Let's not do that.
Not now.
I'm not in training until after Christmas. You know about this waxing. Oh, my God, I can't believe you got me to do this.
Actually, do you know what? I'm at a disadvantage with that.
Why?
Look, I'm going to show him my chest, right? So he realises how hairy I am. That's going to hurt, boy. That's going to hurt.
Must say that is so funny. Oh my God, you know, I don't care if I lose this thing off tonight because this is going to be absolutely amazing. It really is. I can't find what I want to find to go along with that. I can't find it, never mind.
you know I'm going to be in pain.
Just look at your back. Look at your back. Yeah, I want to look at your back. Watch. I'm going to show you mine. Oh, I can't even get my t-shirt off. Go on, get it up.
Where?
Exactly.
Hang on, he's bald. Hang on, no, this is not fair.
Well, you got an advantage over me. You told me you was a singer of three lead bands. You know, three singer.
Three.
I was
lead singer and bass player for three bands.
So. Oh my god. What am I letting myself in for?
Look, I'm half Italian, okay, so I'm obviously going to have a lot of hair, you know?
I've been led to believe if you've got black hair, it's even worse, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know I'm coming back as a mummy. Wrapped up in bandages.
Well, you'll be in bandages, all right? You'll be in more than bandages. Oh, you know, I can't wait for this now.
Okay.
I know we've got...
Okay, we can delay it if you like.
No. I'm going to bring in Brechta now, because that's funny. Brechta, are you there with us?
Hello, yeah, I'm here.
You wouldn't believe what I just seen. I just seen a gorilla.
I did see it. You know, I'm a psychic, so.
Gorilla, Brecht. That is. Do you want to win, lose, draw, anything? Right?
Hey,
I don't care.
I said chest whack. I didn't say how much of the chest. Okay.
And now you can't. Now you can't start a football and move the goalpost.
Push down. Yes,
no, you can't.
Push down.
Who's right there? Is it me or Nick?
Listen.
Cannot. Half a body
fat. You can have some wine before we do it.
I don't drink wine. I don't drink alcohol.
Okay, you do then. You can just start doing that. Drinking wine sometimes. I think it will help you.
So I think what we need to do is raise a hell of a lot of money.
I think so. And I think that we should start tonight.
Yeah, I think we should.
After the sing-off.
Yeah, yeah.
Give people a chance to... It's over and done with.
Give me a chance.
You know, Brechta, is it all sorted in Norway for the waxing?
Yeah, we are ready for you.
Okay,
so you know, Eve, she's going to do it. So she's really looking forward to that, and I think it's going to be a lot of people there. And
I hope so.
Fantastic.
I'm trying to find the right music and.
Maybe. I've got the right music.
And I have to discuss with her.
It's the biggest event ever, isn't it?
If maybe we should do it slowly so it could be more fun for us to watch.
Well, you know, Brechta, as long as we got on video, because I plan putting this thing up on YouTube, and I think with the amount of screams that Nick is going to do, if we have that many hits on it, we become YouTube partners, Nick, and all our money can go to charity as well.
Yeah,
isn't that a fantastic idea?
Yeah.
So let's set up something tonight, Nick. Thank you, Brechta, for coming on. Stay there because you
thank
are
you,
an important part of the show. Stay there. Stay right on hold and stay there.
Okay, I will.
Thank you, Brechta. I think tonight, Nick, that we should start something like, I don't know, maybe a Facebook charity or a place
should.
Where people can donate to this, you know, whether it be...
But there's a Just Giving website. We
yep.
can set up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's set up a Just Giving website.
Yep.
And all the money raised will go to a charity of our choices.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And this is going to happen when the roadshow goes live in Norway.
In Norway.
Okay. And oh my God, this is going to be so. Now it's going to be fun. It really is.
Yeah. And I think you should go first, actually.
No. I think.
What's that?
What's that?
There's a crazed one, isn't there? Back, sack and crack. Wow.
Oh, let's not do that one.
I think you should have that.
That would be
in comparison to my pain that I'm going to go
through. No. There's no way this crack, back and sack is going to be ever waxed. You got no chance. No, I think we should just stick with the back, chest and legs.
Hey, come on. The chest is enough,
have
really.
Have we heard our producer, Ken?
What?
He's agreed to have his eyebrows done.
Now that I'll pay for.
but let's include that. And Eve, because I know Eve. I met Eve when I was in Norway. She's a lovely woman, but I know, you know, I can just envision Eve's face as she puts the wax strips on. She holds the skin. I hope she's going to hold the skin. This is going to hurt. And just oh,
can you imagine Kim's face?
With
and without.
We could actually sing that song. With or without. You know, that would be funny, wouldn't it?
It would.
I know that we're going to play a little something now, okay? Not too much, because you know, I don't want to bore anyone. Because
how can we bore people? We're funny.
Well, Nick Humphries is in this studio, so let's just play this.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Yes, I am looking forward to meeting you all there. I really am.
Me too.
You know, Nick, I was just going to say, should we start this thing off now? But we seem to have a few technical issues going on.
But before I start, I'll tell you what, I've been looking at the chat room and I've got a question for one of my listeners and one of my friends.
What, your listeners in my chat room?
Yeah.
On my show?
Yeah. Okay. I'm helping out here.
Okay.
Because I know, I've got to say hello to a few friends as well. Rebecca, okay? I know Rebecca's listening. She's in the chat room. But strangely enough, she told me she's going to listen to us in the bath. In the bath.
You know, there is something going on there. And I'm going to explain. Shall I explain why she was going to say that we were going to be in the bath?
Yeah.
Because bless Rebecca, she's been listening to my show as well.
Yep. Oh, where's she now? Right, Rebecca. That's not your trouble for you.
Well, you know, but lately when I've been coming on online, there seems to have had a little technical issues with that thing in front of you.
Right.
That's been making me sound a little bit like...
Oh, here we go.
So it's been a bit of a trouble.
Here we go. Twisting his little knobs.
You have a go at that, Nick. What an evil laugh on Nick. Hang on, let's just try this one. Who has the most sexiest laugh? On a count of three, Nick, let's laugh. Oh, I think you win me hands down on that one. So, no, Rebecca, bless her. She's been listening to me and there's been a few little issues that's been going on here in Studio One. But it's all sorted, so I don't sound
blah, 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 blah.
As if I'm in the bath anymore.
Cool. Well, I can confirm, actually, I'm in Studio One. And it's much better being in Studio One.
Well, especially with Marley Dog around there. Where's he gone? Yeah. He's eating the pizza.
He's eating the pizza. He's all right. He's quiet.
You know, maybe we'll have to come into Studio One a bit more, you know.
I think so.
This looks funny. Anyway, Nick, you're the guest.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that?
That's my mobile.
Ooh, sexy baby. I wonder if my mobile does that to me.
My mobile loves me.
Oh, it doesn't, eh? I wonder what happens when it calls. Baby, yeah. Let's not go there. Okay, well, I think...
Go on. I dread to think what you think.
That I should press that button like I just did.
Right.
And I think I should welcome a lovely caller called Susie. Hi, Susie. Are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
You okay?
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Susie.
Well, Susie, we the two of us, for the first time ever, are in Studio One with a live radio show. It's not the first time Nick has been in Studio One, but it's the first time that he's worked in Studio One. So this is going to be funny. So I think that we should work as a team tonight.
Okay.
And make this a team effort. And team up. See, everything's team, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, team Mike Nick.
Yep. There's no okay. I in team.
No, of course not.
There's no I.
I can spell team.
Really?
Just about. Right. And Noah's not I
right.
in the team. So.
It's like, I know all the notes, but I just can't play them in the right order.
Well, okay.
I love that saying. Thanks to my mother-in-law, that is. That's great.
Okay. Just can't play them in the right order. Okay. Susie, we'll run it. You know, you need to keep order of us, Susie. Is there any chance you can keep order of Mike Davis and Nick Humphreys?
I don't think that's possible.
Neither do I. Especially old Marley Dog has come back in the studio. Hi, Marley. If you wouldn't believe what he's doing, he's sniffing the floor for the crumbs, what's left of the pizza. Bless his heart. You'd think I wouldn't feed him, wouldn't you?
You don't.
Well, only a couple of kids now and then.
Yeah, you're a burglar.
Yeah, as you do. Got to keep him ready. If you do get a burglar, see, Nick, you know, you got to have the dog that's like...
Oh, we know. You haven't met our dog. Ooh.
Oof. And then come down to Studio 3. That's one thing, Susie. Okay, Susie. Let's get on with what I've developed the cold, Nick. You have to sing on your own tonight. Okay, Susie, what can we help you with tonight?
Okay, I would appreciate it if you could give me any insight on this. I have a special man that I hold in my heart, and I feel that he is interested in me as well. I'd like to see what you feel about this relationship kicking off.
Okay, well, I know myself and Nick, our forte is to link to the spirit world. And, you know, we can certainly do that for you and ask the spirit world that question there, Susie, and see what comes from that. So is that okay if we do that for you?
Absolutely, thank you.
Okay. Nick, do you want me to start or do you want to start?
No, you can start.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to accuse me of sabotaging anything or
no,
giving
no,
you dodgy equipment?
No, because we're working as a team.
Oh, right, of course. Yeah. Teamwork. Team. Okay. Yeah. Susie, I know I've got somebody here that joins me, okay? And I know that I've got a lady that joins me from the spirit world, and bless her heart, she stands right by the side of me at the minute. And as she does do just that, I believe that she links as like mum, or certainly on your mum's side of your family. Your grandmother, okay. I know that, see, if this is your grandmother, she makes me aware that towards the end of her life, she suffered in her body towards the end of her life. I want to sit down with her. I know that, I want to say that she was confined, she was restricted before she passed on to the spirit world there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Marley is now smashing up the studio.
Carry on.
Okay. I know that she makes me aware that she's confined, she's restricted, and I know that she makes me aware that it was very difficult for her to get around towards the end of her life, okay? Now, I know that she was a fighter in the sense of the way that she fought every step of the way give up, okay? Bless her heart, because I know that she comes so close to me at the minute. She makes her aware that there's been lots of hurt, there's been lots of tears, there's been lots of upset in your life of late. Do you understand of this?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, and, you know, she says to me here about, you know, of where this hurt is, and without me sounding this offensively, but see, sometimes you can be your own worst enemy. You're so harsh on yourself sometimes, you don't give yourself enough of a chance. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. See, and she wants me to say to you that instead of being so harsh on yourself, you know, it's time that you eased up on yourself, because when, again, I don't mean this to come out wrong, but if you go into a mode of where you feel depressed or down, she says to me, it takes you such a long time to drag yourself back up from that, doesn't it?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. See, and she says to me that she doesn't want you to slip back there just yet, okay? And not so much just yet, but keep yourself going. Now, this gentleman that you first asked me about, would I be right in saying that there has been contact that's been made between you and the gentleman? Is that right?
Yes. No talk about anything in depth, just on the surface.
Okay, Susie, that's fine. As long as this contact has been made, because I'm saying to her, come on, she wants to know about this man. And she says to me, well, you know, there's contact that's been made there, so I know so that you've spoken, whether it be on a computer, whether it be on a phone or whatever it is, I don't know, but I know that there's contact that's been made.
In person.
There we are, perfect, okay, because I know I need to say to you that it will come as time goes on, okay, it will come right, okay, you just need to be patient, and as you're being patient, that it will all come together as one. Do you understand of this?
Yes, and that's very wonderful of you to tell me that.
Bless you. Okay. Now, I know I need to say to you as well that she's always around your vibration. She's never left you. Okay. And you've got to stop thinking that you're alone, because I know one thing for sure, you're certainly not. Okay. You're not alone in this life. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And she says to me here about, see, she makes me aware of like sitting in a window, staring out of the window, just looking at nothing outside. Would I be right in saying that's what you've been doing of late, just staring into blank space?
Yes, I'm just trying to get closer connected with spirit I can get my answers on my own.
Okay, bless you, sweetheart. Because I know that she says that to me about staring into empty space, okay? And you feel as if you're banging your head against a brick wall with that. Is that right?
Yes, I a little bit on the bored side right now.
Okay.
But I am going to have school starting soon.
Okay, bless you. Okay. Well, know that you know, that your grandmother is so close there with you. I know Nick is chomping at the bits already because he's already kicked me three times. So I'm going to pass it over to Nick and say thank you very much there.
Sweetheart, Susie, I know Mike said we're going to be working as a team, and indeed we are this evening, okay? And I know Mike very beautifully brought your grandmother through. But actually, I'm working on the opposite side because I've got a gentleman here that tells me he's grandfather to you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
This gentleman would have been quite a strong gentleman, but he tells me that he would have had great pains in his chest before his passing. I want to put it towards maybe a harder with him. Thank you, sweetheart. He's also talking to me about... this gentleman that you are, you know, obviously your question is about, and mm-hmm. he's telling me that things have been quite delayed around this situation. You understand this?
Yes, it has.
It's like it seems things seem to be going very, very slow around you. You understand that?
Yes, very slow.
Right, thank you. He's also just coming forward a little bit closer and just tells me about September. September is an important month around you as well. I want to give this as a birthday or an anniversary.
His birthday, this man's birthday, yes.
Okay, so he is talking about this absolute gentleman that you admire and are interested in. But I do feel actually things are going slowly for a reason, okay? Thank you. He's also talking to me about your emotions are a little bit high. I know, obviously, I'm standing in Studio One with Mike, so I understand what he's been saying. But he's talking about your emotions are running a little bit high at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yes. When we get around holiday time, you really just want to be with that special someone.
Indeed, sweetheart. That's absolutely. And, you know, everybody is connected to spirit, and we're all in some way, like my brother here, Mike, has lost somebody to spirit world, okay? And also we want that companionship over the Christmas period. Give me some more. He's given me a couple of things here. He's given me dice and he's given me cards, okay? So he's talking to me like as if it's not as if it's a game, but okay, thank you. But you hold the upper hand, he's just said to me, okay? Because he's telling me that you attract, okay, to you, and I want to say in his expression is like moths, you attract to yourself beauty, okay? But sometimes you just don't see it. You understand this? He's given it to me as in people. So you attract people to you. Thank you. And he's also talked to me about the help that you do to others. You understand this?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Give me a bit more. Right, thank you. He's just talking to me as well that sometimes... right, thank you. Why is he telling me... Because he's saying to me, God, she's tired. She's tired. Do you understand this? You're tired.
Yes. Yeah. When I get into a depression, because I constantly sleep. I think I sleep it away until it all gets better.
Okay. Is it right then? Because he's talking to me about medication or some sort of something that you're on. Does that make any sense? He tells me about tablets that you're on.
Yes, I'm on a lot of medication.
Right, sweetheart. I'm not a doctor, and we're not allowed to obviously go against what doctors say. But I think because this gentleman is talking to me about. Are you on sleeping pills? Because he keeps talking about sleeping pills.
No, I have antidepressant pills and blood pressure medication.
Okay. His words are, these need to be revised. Revised, he said, okay? So you need to go back to your doctors and talk to your doctor about your situation again, because he feels that, I'm not going to say the medication's wrong, because it's obviously what the doctor's prescribed, but he's talking about it needs to be, because it's been some time. You've been on this medication for quite some time. You understand this?
Yes.
Sweetheart, I feel this gentleman would have been on Dad's side of the family. You understand this?
On Dad's side of the family?
Yeah, for some reason he just said to me, Dad. Okay, so Dad, I feel like either it's Dad's side of the family or Dad's in spirit also.
No, he might be my dad's father. I wasn't particularly very close with him. I was more close with my mom's dad. And he was like a dad to me.
Okay, the only reason I'm saying this is because when I look at him now, because he stands here before me, okay, and I actually see a lady standing next to him as well. She would have stood a little bit shorter than him. And I would actually see probably a little bit shorter than myself. I'm 5'9". She would have been a little bit shorter than me. You understand this? Again, I feel a grandmother linked to her as well. Sweetheart, and she would have had... some sort of equipment to help her walk. Do you understand this?
My grandmother.
It's not like a walking frame. I feel like it's support. She would have had some sort of support around her to help her walk. It could be the fact that she's talking about support around you. Maybe you need a bit more support around you. Thank you. Okay. I'm just being corrected, and that's exactly what she means. I've just said that, and she said, yes, sweetheart, that's exactly what I mean. You need support around you because you give support to others, but you don't ever get it back, and that's what you're lacking. You understand this?
Yes, that's very true.
Thank you. And also, she's just saying to me as well, you need to bring your family closer, or you need to be closer to family. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I'm trying, but I have difficulty with my oldest son. He's very outspoken, very judgmental, and he's just into things that are just not anything of his business.
Well, I think really, is it for you to judge? That's his pathway. You need to be see him as the person that he is, the person that you know he is, close your eyes to it. Right, because I am being told he's quite troublesome, if that makes any sense.
He has hurt me several times being judgmental and outspoken, and I'm the kind of person that, you know, likes to keep the peace, so I don't say very much, but he has spoken to me the way he has spoken to me for the last time. If I don't get an apology from him, then it's going. The relationship's going to be remaining the way it is now.
Okay, but there's not going to be any two ways between two. So in some way, you need to just forgive or just accept each other as you are. But sweetheart, I'm going to have to leave it there for you. Okay, please take the love from these lovely people in the spirit world that are connected to you. Okay.
Susie, don't forget as well, you know, remember, please do download a copy of your reading. Just simply go back to the archives of MikeSpirit.fm, right to you in Blog Talk, and you'll be able to have a copy of your reading. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much, and blessings.
Merry Christmas.
And love to you for a beautiful Christmas.
Thank you, Andrew. You know, you have a wonderful Christmas, and I hope that the new year brings lots of good surprises there, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, that was okay, Nick, wasn't it?
That was great.
That was what a lovely lady that was.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
And you know, well, you know, I do send lots of thoughts out to people like that wonderful Susie, and I, you know, I really, my heart goes out to her. But you know, she's had a wonderful communication.
Yeah, and you know, what I want to say again as well is that, you know, we all have somebody that's in the spirit world that we would have been very close to, like yourself, Mike. You know, your grandfather in the spirit world. And you know, they live in us. They live in us, and they live around us.
Of course.
So they'll always be close at any special time and any time through the year.
Well, Nick, I think we're not far off that time away.
I don't think we are.
My stomach is going around in knots.
You're going first, mate. Not me.
Me?
Yeah, you.
But you are the lead singer of three bands.
No, you can go first.
Oh my God, that's horrendous, though, Nick. You know, we're not going to do it just yet because I know I want to play this song, and it is a special song because it's Christmas, and well, just listen to it.
My wish come true.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Yes, I am looking forward to meeting every one of you there. Well, me and Nick is, now we've gone into the green room.
We're poised.
We're in the green room. And we are ready.
You are.
Is everyone else ready? That's the thing. You need to type in the chat room to let us know if you are ready for the sing-off. The part of the show that I am now absolutely dreading.
You'll be fine, you'll be fine, don't worry, it's a bit of fun.
But Nick, you told me you were the lead singer of three bands. You know, what have I let myself in for?
I'm not that good, you know.
Okay, everybody's ready. Oh my God, I can't believe we've got to do this. But I suppose you can say, Nick, the time has come. The showdown of all showdowns, right here on Mike Spirit FM. You ready for this, Nick?
I am.
Are you pumped up?
I am. Rocky.
Okay. Here we go. It looks like I'm going to start. Wish me luck, guys.
You'll be fine.
Where it began, I can begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who would believe you'd come along? And touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe they never would, but now I look in the night and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I head runs off my shoulders, how can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe they never would. Oh, no, no.
He's doing good.
In the green room.
Live on Mike Spirit FM.
Only place you'll ever get. Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. Sweet Caroline. I believe they never could. Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. Sweet Caroline, I believe they never could.
Just see it now. I'm gonna have a look what the chat room is saying. But remember, do not cast your votes yet. Okay, do not cast your votes yet.
Hello.
Because that time has come. That time has come for Nick Humphries to give us his.
My heart's pumping. I tell you.
You know, not as much as mine.
Yeah, but it's been like since 19. I was 19 years old when I was in the event. So come on.
Oh well, Nick. You know that wasn't that long ago.
Mike.
Okay, let me just press this button and it's Nick, it's over to you.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But all of you love me so, oops. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Doesn't care if it's 10 below. He's yeah. Sitting by the fire's cozy glow. He don't care about the cold.
Ain't doing well.
The wind that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
Ooh, he goes the star. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and
he's
the light
singing right now.
He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care.
Oh, this version is great.
Yeah, let it snow.
Woohoo!
Weather outside is frightful, but that fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. Lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I'll hate to go out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Wow. Well, I think the chat room there was going nuts. Everybody in the chat room. Okay. 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 Well, obviously, Pam Rogers is saying Nick wins.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Let's not be biased here, okay? Because obviously, Kerry is my partner.
Yeah. Good choice. Yeah.
Good choice. Yeah.
Yep.
Which is nice. Nice girl.
Yeah, no, she seems very nice. She is. I think you're very well suited, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Nick. Yeah,
both of them mad as each other.
Well, mad as that is.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Let's bring on our guests. Our guests of this evening. We have the wonderful Leanne Thomas from America. Hi, Leanne, are you there with us?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Great job, you guys.
Well, you know, we sing our little hearts out there in the green room.
You ain't heard anything yet, really. We've got
well, I do like the chat room comment there, Nick, because I am. I've got no... Look at my names. There's nothing left of them. You know, they both win. I like that. Leanne.
It's to see his fingers.
There's nothing left of them. I've even kicked the tops of my fingers away here.
Oh, the weather outside.
Contain yourself, sir. Leanne, you have the first vote.
I do. I have to vote for Mike because he knew all the words. If you don't know all the words...
I was reading from a bit of paper and I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, but so am I.
You had blue lines going across your wording.
You could have blue lines going across there if you asked me to.
No. It's about the voice. The vote has been casted.
That's one for me. Thank you, Leanne. Bless you. Do you what?
Boo.
I'll make that PayPal payment for you, know it.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much, Leanne. Have a wonderful Christmas and have a wonderful New Year. But please stay there. Because we do have a little surprise for everyone. Little time to come, don't we, Nick?
Yeah, we do.
We do. Thank you very much, Leanne. Okay, let's go over to our wonderful Brichter there. Hi, Brichter.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Brichter.
Hi. Oh, my God. You are both so good.
So I'm not going to...
Wow, this is hard.
I'm not going to...
This is very hard.
You just need to catch the boat.
Okay. This is hard because you're both coming from to know it soon.
We're both still love you. Don't worry.
We always will, no matter what.
I'll just
no
love
matter
you a little
what.
Bit more.
No, yeah, I will.
Okay. Okay. I took this very serious, actually. I think, Mike, you have been really practiced, I think.
I have.
I think you were doing really good. I don't know. Nick, you have a wonderful voice. But you did miss some of the words, so I felt also like Leanne said, you should remember all the words, you know, you should be practiced. But can I give one each? I really love your voice.
I need to do my Dermot. We need to press you. We're moving on with time. Cast your vote. Mike or Nick?
Dan is Mike.
Thank you very much. Boo. Hey, 2-0. 2-0.
It's such a defeat. Earlier on, he said to me, I'm so going to lose. And I said, look, it's for a bit of fun. Yeah? I'm reading for a bit of paper.
Reading off a bit of a computer.
Yeah, with blue lines going.
Brichter, thank you very much. No, I can Nick. Hang on. See you again, Nick. I can do that to you.
Here we go again.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brichter. Please stay in for the rest of the show because we do have a little surprise for all of you. But thank you very much.
It's not that much of a surprise.
Look at the chat room. Mike 2, Nick 0. I love it. I really do. Okay, let's go to our wonderful Jeanette Ann Coombs from a Monday night right here, Mike's World FM. Hiya, Jeanette.
Hi there, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you great.
Loud and clear. Oh, in the studio.
Fantastic.
I know where you live.
Yeah. I didn't know whether I turned my mic off or mute or not, you see, because I was listening to you both. I didn't want to spoil the song. Well, hard choice because you're both so great. But if I'm being honest, I thought that Nick's voice had the edge, so I'm going to go with the voice and the
Thank
singing.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. I love you to pieces.
Thank you very much, Jeanette. You know, Jeanette, I'm not disappointed at all. In all fairness, I'll be honest, Nicky did do an amazing job. So
yes,
I'm not disappointed.
You.
Thank you very much.
You see, you did actually a really good job, but you're so down on yourself about it. It was great. It was interesting. And that's what it's all about. So.
Okay, let's do the dim it a little bit again. Yeah. Thank you, Jeanette. You've casted your vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Okay, let's go over to, Sarah May from Thursday Night. Hey, Sarah. Sarah, you can either make it. No. See, this is not fair. Sarah
Hang
can
on,
either make it.
This as well.
Mike.
Okay. Yes. Okay, Sarah. We need to pressure. We need to move on with time. Sarah. Where does your vote lay? Does it lay with Mike or Nick?
Okay. This is the way that I see it.
Mike sang the whole song, and Mike, you're singing. I've been hearing your singing days, evenings, for weeks.
And you're in Birmingham. You're in Birmingham. You can see it now.
At any opportunity, you have been singing, doing your Harry Secombe.
Harry Secombe,
and you know, Mike, you've really, really improved.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Fantastic. Now, Nick.
I agree with you. I really do. I think it's improved.
We've been listening, haven't we, Nick? Nick,
yes.
You didn't sing all the words.
I did sing the first lot I did, I sang correctly.
Look at the arm on the hip.
No.
We sort of, if you'd have sang all the words, we would have listened a lot more if you sang.
Do it again.
No, you can't do it again. You can't.
However, you can't
do that on X-Factor.
However, go on.
However, I do think that Nick had a lovely voice. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Even Stevens.
Hey! We have a tie. Nick, I tell you what. That's no point. Okay. Because I was going to say, let's listen to Pam, but there's no point. Because Pam
is in my camp. And Rebecca is in my camp.
Rebecca is in your camp.
Yeah.
I know that my wonderful Kelly is going to be on my camp.
Yep.
So let's not ask Kerry, because I know Kerry would be siding with me. And I know that Pam...
You can't ask anybody else in the chat room.
Well, there's quite a few more in the chat room there. So why don't you cast your votes in the chat room for Nick. Just the word Nick, Mike. And no, Pam, you can't. And neither can Rebecca or sadly, Kerry.
Nick.
Ding,
Nick,
ding,
Nick,
ding,
Nick,
ding,
Nick.
Ding, 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 ding. Mike.
Hang on. You haven't got it.
No, I got it. Where's your voice going to land? Not Pam. We can't take Pam. Kimberly. Hold it!
Oh, look, yeah, but Camilla said Nick.
Hey, no, no.
The lady said Nick.
Mike is up there first.
Look, Pam.
No.
Rebecca, Nick.
No, you can't go for Rebecca. Look. You can't. It's quite clear. It was a draw in the beginning.
But hang on.
Mike.
Hang on.
Okay.
We've still got the lovely Elizabeth Lee
Unfortunately,
Crowther.
Unfortunately, Elizabeth Lee Crowther can't be with us tonight. She has issues. Your dog chewed up the laptop, Liam. She has technical issues.
Oh,
I tell you what, Nick. I tell you what.
Look, hang on. Look.
Yeah, but that's already been up there.
It's all going for me, mate. Look.
Yeah, but that's already been up there. Look, that's like I always got. Nick, I tell you what. Let's put it there. The both of us are winners.
Absolutely.
You know, I was going to play
well.
The winner takes it all, but I think the both of us are winners, Nick. I really do. And you know,
the spirit of the thing, isn't it?
Secret so quiet. I must say, I'm.
Hey, do you understand why I was kicked out of the band now?
I do.
I
understand why I was never in the band. Well, should we do our surprise from Nick right now?
What, now?
I think we should do it now.
Oh God!
You ready? Are you all ready in the chat room,
ladies
surprise?
And gentlemen?
We're gonna go for it.
We are. It plugs in. Seriously. La-di-da.
This one is for everyone to sing along to. Nick, we want everybody to sing along?
Yeah, sing along.
Okay, sing along
drown
to this.
Drown us out.
Okay, and I'll turn our volumes right up. Well, actually,
don't worry. It's a Westlife song. Come on.
Nick, don't let any cats into the bag now. Come on. Here we go. Sing along with us. What happened there?
Hooray! That's the best thing that's happened all night.
Sorry, Nick. A duet by Mike Davis and Nick Humphries. We need to record this one.
Do we?
Yeah, because I think you do this one quite well.
I gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim back to save you in your sea of broken dreams. When all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build
you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? Understand that love and only love can join the tribes of man. I will give my heart's desire so that you might see. The step is to realize that love begins with you and me. Love can build. Think it's time. Well, we stand together. Yes, it's our finest hour. We can do anything. Keep believing in the power. Can't build a bridge. We
done really well.
No,
eh?
You've done really good.
You know, Nick, I'm actually proud of you, mate.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
You know, this has been an ongoing thing, and I think we've just finally buried the hatchet.
Yeah? Was there a hatchet in the first place?
Well, I think you had some axes and swords and everything
mate.
Else out.
Not me.
But
I'm completely
think,
unconditional.
Unconditional. I love the unconditional. But Nick, I want to say congratulations, mate. You've done absolutely fantastic.
And you
there.
Too.
Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much.
Thank you.
Well, what do you think of that, what we just seen there?
I think that's typical.
I'm here.
I think that's absolutely
that
typical.
Could have been the final clinch of who would have won. But
do you think we should do it again?
Well, we need to ask them in the chat.
I think we should do probably it again just a little bit later, just to get that final vote.
Well, let's just ask them that question. You ask them in the chat room.
What do you think, guys? We've been waiting for a certain person to come online and to be our final judge. And, big hugs and kisses to you all. We do absolutely love our listeners.
We do.
But what do you think? Do you think we should do our two songs again later on in the show? Do it again. See. Not the one we just sung, but the ones that we sung separately.
more. Come on,
more.
Nick. More.
More. I reckon we should do it again.
I reckon we should go to a reading, I think.
Yeah, I think we should do a reading.
Should we do a reading next?
Yeah.
Okay. I tell you what. Now, I know I've been raving the last couple of weeks about a certain guest I went on recently.
Right.
And I got a little secret because that certain guest is actually with us. Shh, don't tell her.
Okay.
And I think she should come on and join us.
I think so too.
Because if she does, then we can all see what a fantastic energy this lady has.
Yeah.
Leanne, would you join us in the next week?
I would love to join you, yes. Thank you.
Let's get this set up because, you know, I am all over the shop tonight and we do have Doreen online. Hi, Doreen. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Hi, Mike. From New York.
And was that painful for you, Doreen, listening?
Yes.
No, you sound like a couple of cats in heat.
You know, from this end, I think Nick sounded good from this end.
Pretty good.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. So, Doreen, if we
Except
have...
Mike, on your Sweet Caroline, you left out the bomb, bomb, bomb part.
No, well, I'm not meant to sing bomb,
see?
Bomb, bomb, bomb.
Yeah,
bomb.
No, so you are.
No, I'm not.
That's part of the song.
Part of the song. Okay, anyway. That's not important, because you didn't win and neither did I. We are both winners. So, Doreen, can we... you know, what was it that you called in for? Was there a reading that you was looking for this evening? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nick,
I've spoken to you before. Don't you remember me?
You know, vaguely I do. You know, and I say that, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, Doreen, because it's when we get so many callers, and I'm on lots of different people's shows as well, and working all the time. You know, yes, your name sounds familiar, but it goes out of my head. It really does. So, Nick, would you want to start with Doreen and because I started last time?
Andy?
Have we got the show on?
I got a show on. I wonder if Jeanette and Coombs have got the show on.
Jeanette, you got the show on?
Jeanette, have you got the show on?
Yes, I got the show.
We must be psychic. Jeanette, get back in your box. Contain yourself. I've told you I don't know how many times. I would put a lock on it sometimes, you know, because you're like, like Molly dog when he's asleep. He's asleep now, bless him. Well, I think we put
he's
him
got his pizza.
He's got his
funny.
Okay, so Nick, if you want to start with Doreen. I'll join in, and then I know the wonderful Leanne, and she is wonderful.
I'll keep it quick then. Keep it short.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Doreen, sweetheart, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hiya, sweetheart. So is it just a general reading, or is there a specific question you've got? Just a general reading?
No, just a general reading.
Okay, sweetheart. Because as I listen to your voice, and I link to your energy, and I ask spirit to come forward, I do see this lovely, beautiful lady coming forward. Thank you, sweetheart. And she's quite, pardon the pun, but she's quite angelic the way she comes forward. But also, I feel very motherly with her. So it's either mum or grandmother on mum's side. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Sweetheart, she's talking to me about you rushing around all over the place. She just said to me, she's watching you rushing around all over. Do you understand what she means by this?
Mm-hmm.
And she's telling me that you try to slow down, but you need to slow down more. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Right, okay. But also she's talking to me about your work as well. So she's telling me that you're rushing around. Is it for your work? Is that what you're doing? You're rushing around for your work, or you're trying to get work? Does that make sense?
Yes, trying to get work.
Trying to get work. Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Bless her heart. Okay. I want to just link to her a little bit more and give you a bit more evidence of her. Thank you, sweetheart. She's telling me about stresses and strains that she would have been through as well. Do you understand that?
Yes.
She just said to me, it's almost like she would have missed some of her life because of all the stuff that she was doing. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she's telling me that you... Right, thank you. She just said to me, don't put yourself in that box, okay? And I don't feel like it's the wooden box, okay? I just feel like she's, as an example, don't put yourself in a box where you're like her. She missed so much of her life where you're rushing around so much now, okay? She's telling me you need to slow down. She's telling me it's the Christmas period. Put your feet up. She's quite genuine the way that she talks. I say angelic with her because I do feel angelic because she's so sweet. Thank you. And she's telling me, and she's just given me also that she would have had... just before her passing, something going on around her stomach area. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. And this would have been a complication that she would have had before her passing. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Please say, if you don't understand it, I can ask her for a bit more evidence. Okay, so do you understand what she's talking about there?
About the stomach area?
Yeah.
Sort of, but I'm not positive.
Okay, thank you. But she's just strengthening what she's saying. She's talking about tubes and stuff. So she would have either passed... I feel like she would have passed in hospital with her. Do you understand this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she would have been connected to some machines as well, she said.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Right, she's talking to me about dietary. So something was going wrong with her dietary. There's something going wrong there. But more importantly, she wants to talk about you, okay, as we are already. She's talking about you rushing around and trying to get work. She tells me, as I said before, put your feet up, it's the Christmas period, okay? And don't worry about it because, thank you, she's talking about next year, January and February, you are going to be even busier, but it will be with the work, okay? Thank you. There's an application coming in. for you, or you're filling out an application that will come back as a positive. Okay, you understand
okay.
this?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna cut this reading short for me, okay? Because I know we've got lovely Leanne on the phone, and obviously Mike wants to join in as well. So please take the love from this beautiful, beautiful lady in spirit that's connected to you, sweetheart. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
Have a good holiday.
Hi, Doreen.
Hello there.
You know, since the minute that Nick started speaking, you know, all I'm doing is wiping my eyes. You know, I feel as if I want to start crying. I want to be in floods of tears at the minute here, Doreen. And I believe that this is where you are at the moment, you know. And actually, if I don't stop wiping, I will be starting. And Nick will make fun of me if I cry in front of him. So I know I'm not allowed to. But I know, see, as I've got a communication, you know, I've got a lady. I don't know if it's the same lady as what Nick had. But bless her heart, as she comes through, she carries a little bit of weight with her before she passes home to the spirit world there. I know that she would have been a lady that makes me feel so warm and so comfortable. She makes me feel as if she wants me to wrap my arms around you like a mother or a grandmother would have when she was here with us. Mm-hmm. I do feel as if I need to say to you that, you know, this is where the emotion comes in, because I want to hold this lady's hand, and I know that this is something that would have been done. Somebody would have held her hand as she crossed home to the spirit world. Do you understand why I have you with me, Doreen?
Yes.
Okay, see, and that's where the emotion, I'm gonna go with it in a minute. Okay. Compose yourself, isn't it? Especially when Nick's in the studio. So I know that I want to say that to you, that's with the emotion, because she talks to me of the words that were spoken just before she passed away home to the spirit world. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
And she says to me that she didn't want nobody else around her. She didn't want none of that medical profession there with us, because she says, I didn't like them. And in some way, I don't know whether her mind wasn't the best towards the end of her life, but she tells me they kept trying to do things. Do you understand of her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, better. Okay, because I know that's what she says to me here. So, you know, I know that she now knows that everyone tried to do their best for her. Okay, she talks to me that of the words, the comforting words that was there with her. Why am I getting so much pain in my stomach with this lady as well? Now, whatever the spirit world gives me pain in my stomach, it always associates with cancer. Would you understand that's how she passed then, bless her?
No, I think you're talking about my late husband.
And he passed the stomach cancer then, did he?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, see, because I know... Okay.
What?
That's okay, because I know I've got stomach cancer here. So if that's your husband, then bless his heart as he comes forward here. Is he in the spirit world?
Yes.
Bless
mm-hmm.
him, okay. Because I know that I want to say that I've got stomach cancer. And would I be right in saying to you that with your husband, as he's in the spirit world now, he tells me that it's been a long 4 years. Would you understand why I want to say it's been a long 4 years?
4 years? Yeah.
Because I know I want to say to you it's been a long 4 years. It's been a hard battle. It's been an uphill battle, and it's been difficult. So, Doreen, know that your husband... and this lovely lady, your mum, comes close there to you, wants to bring lots of love, lots of upliftment there to you. And now I'm going to hand you over to another wonderful, beautiful communication here to Leanne. So, Leanne, it's over to you.
Okay,
thank you. And I'm definitely getting your husband through in here, but I also want to give you this. I'm hearing the name Kate or Catherine. I'm hearing Catherine, Kate, Kate, Catherine. It's coming back and forth. Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Okay. Is this connected to you and family, sweetie?
Yes.
Okay. They're giving me absolutely 100% new careers coming forward for you. I'm getting with this also full time. So if you're looking for full time or you're going to be wanting to go full time, I'm getting full time for you. And I'm also getting around this. I'm feeling like there's some kind of a structure change, a home move. They're putting boxes around you. So there's either an upgrade or something about a move or something about your home that's going to get changed, grown, upgraded. So they want to give you that. But I also get from your husband that he wants to say he wasn't expecting to go when he went. So he says, I went and I wasn't expecting to go at that time. So he took a step and he leaped. He's on the other side. He went right into the light, but he wants to say he wasn't expecting it at that time. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're surrounding you with love. I'm also getting the mother figure that they were talking about, and she's mentioning something about baking or cooking, and I feel like she's wanting to say, like, get into that mode,
go ahead and go for it. I feel like it's like if we're cooking or baking or things, it's on like a much smaller scale than it used to be. But she's saying it'd be good for you emotionally to get in there and do some more baking. Do you understand the baking part that she's giving me?
Yeah, I just did that the other day.
Okay, excellent. I feel like... Go ahead.
It was in a much smaller scale, too.
Okay. What I'm feeling is that there's going to be a sense of sharing or something of coming together. So if you get inspired the next couple of days even to do a little bit more, know that that's that around you, that love that's coming for you, that motherly love that's coming in for and around you. And these opportunities are coming forward for you because in 2013, there's, you know, you're at a crossroads period in 2012. 2013 is going to be more of a very sound, structured year for you where you know what's going to be happening. It feels like things have been under your feet, kind of topsy-turvy. It's going to be a little more structured. You're going to be a little more solid. You're going to be feeling a little more grounded at that time. So just know, I'll leave you with that. So much love is around you. So much love came through for you here in this reading in such a short time. So know that your family is right there. They're watching. They're looking at what's going on, and they're supporting you.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Have
much
a good holiday.
Much love to you, sweetheart. You
thank
too.
You.
Thank you, Leanne, and thank you, Dorian, for calling. And I know, you know, between myself, Nick, and Leanne, you know, what a wonderful blessing it is to know that, you know, your loved ones are so close to you, particularly at Christmas time. You know, please do download a copy of your reading, you know, and you'll be able to download us singing as well. in that, you know, that would be the probably the bits that'll make you laugh. But please do download a copy of your reading. Just come back to Mike Spurrett FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, have a good holiday.
Thank you. Bye now.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Nick. I got some news for you, Nick. Because during that reading, do you remember you said that you wanted to wait for another host, and I said, look, you know, the show must go on. And
the show must go on.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Well, since then, we've had another two judges come on.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like we have to do this over again.
Yeah, let's do it. It's a bit of fun.
You know,
it's
so are you happy in the chat room for me and Nick to sing our songs one last time, Jim? If you are, type in the chat rooms, we'll do it.
But, yeah, no. But no. I was going to say, it doesn't matter what their vote is.
Okay.
We're both winners.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting to see what they say.
Of course, definitely. Just to put a final... I mean, obviously, Rebecca wants us to sing again. I'm sure that Mike Kelly would want me to sing again because I know that she's...
Well, I've got a message from my wife, Helen. She says that I'm the best and I should sing again. It'd be great.
Okay. So let's bring on our two new guests in a minute. And the one is no stranger to you. Okay, he really is no stranger to any of us here at Mike Spurrett FM. It's a wonderful Friday night host. It's Grant Collier. Hiya, Grant.
Hello, Mike.
How are you doing there, my friend?
Hi, Grant.
I'm good, mate. I'm good.
Did you hear the...
I've got to say to you, I had a little bit of problem with my connection before I come on.
That's okay.
I could get on a bit earlier on, but I did hear the show. And I've got to say, guys, I am quite impressed, actually. You've done really, really well.
We're going
to
sing again.
You know,
we're gonna sing them
I think there's a little bit more practice to do before we get to release the single. But I've got to say to you, well done.
Thank you.
I can see there's been a lot of effort put in there.
I need to cut in there, really, really, because since me and Nick is here in Studio One, I was speaking to Nick earlier on about about this charity single for next year.
I know what he's going to say.
No, I know what he's going to say.
Don't believe
it. No, I'm not going to say that. What I am going to say, though, Grant, is your opinions, your votes is very much valid. But, and I'm going to say this but me and Nick are now in competition with you for the lead singing part.
Bring it on.
High five on that one. Woohoo! Okay, let's bring Elizabeth Lee Crowley in. Hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth?
Hello, Mike. Hello, Nick.
Hello. I know that
Elizabeth. Hello, Sarah and Grant.
And is no stranger to Mike Spurrett FM. Elizabeth has her own show on The Bridge, Spiritual Calling with Elizabeth Lee Crowther. I've been a guest on there every week, Nick, for the past 6 months. Absolutely fantastic show. So why don't everybody tune in? You can find them under www.thebridge.net.
Yep.
I know that you've been on it.
I've been in the studio several times, yeah. It's been great.
I've been in the studio.
Yeah.
Okay, so Elizabeth, I know that you didn't have a chance to hear the sing-off just now, but we will do it again for you. And let me just say to you how the votes went last time, okay? It went.
It was a draw.
It was a draw. The only thing, it's gone from up there, Nick. What are we going to do? It's gone up there.
What's gone?
The songs is gone.
Oh, we can do them again.
But I'm looking forward to hearing this sing-off.
Oh my God, it's gone, it's disappeared. I'm now in panic mode.
I'll tell you what, why don't you play a track and then we come back and we sing our stuff.
Why don't I do that? Let me just press this, enjoy this, and we'll be right back in just a few. Oh no, I just got rid of that one. The wrong button.
You pressed the wrong button.
Even the best of us can press the wrong button, Mick. And I just, oh my God, what am I doing?
I don't know. I think it's gone to his head.
I think it has.
So,
why don't you keep talking?
So anyway, guys, how are you? Grant and Beth, how are you both?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Really
Nick,
good.
Go on, Beth. Ladies first.
Sorry, Grant. Very good. But it is lovely because all of you have been on my show, apart from Jeanette, because I've never actually spoken to Jeanette before. So hopefully, Jeanette, we can connect next year and perhaps you'd be very gracious and come on to my show, because that would be wonderful. But Grant, you haven't been on the show for a long time, and I know that things have progressed for you, because now you've got your own show with Mike, which is really, really good. So I'm really pleased. We've done our last show this afternoon, was our show of 2012, which went really, really well. And as you say, Mike was a guest on there.
I've got a bit of an idea. Wouldn't it be really great if, like, I know your studio is quite small, Beth, but if all six of us came up to your studio?
It would be fantastic. I would love that. If you were able to, we'd just have a great time. We really, really would.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you.
Sorry, I don't think I've got a very good connection.
No, don't worry, don't worry.
Liz, but I'm playing my buttons here, because, you know...
Him and his knobbly bit.
Do you know what I can do to Nick?
You can make me feel wet.
Who has the sexiest voice now? Me or Nick?
I was just gonna say quickly, okay? Wouldn't it be great next year if all six hosts of My Spirit could come up and join you in your studio? I know it's small, it'd be tight and cramped and hot, but it'd be well worth it.
It would be, and what we could actually do, we have some outside broadcasting equipment there. Possibly if you come in and put in a bit of a squash, we can move the equipment into the other studio, which is larger.
Okay.
So we can accommodate you.
Well, that'd be absolutely fantastic, Elizabeth. We'd be pleased to do that, the old six of us. Let me play this for you, and then I'm going to line up our songs ready for the sing-off. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay, that was a wonderful last Christmas by Wham. Nick, are you ready for this?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, well...
Oh, is it me? You're going first.
No, okay. I'm going to go first. Okay, yeah. I'm going to throw myself out into the sharks in the deep end straight away.
You go for it.
Okay, we're not going to have no boxing theme to start off. Because
we've
already
done
that.
Yeah, we've done that. We've been there. We've done that. Good.
Let's just start from where, shall we?
Where it began, I can begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who would believe you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe they never would, but now I look in line, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, it runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe they never would. Oh, no, no. Good times never seem so good. Sweet Caroline, I believe they never could. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. Sweet Caroline, I believe they never could.
Wait. Oh, okay, Nick, it's your turn. Grant, do not put your opinion there yet, or Elizabeth. Hold, contain.
Hello.
It's over to the wonderful, fantastic Nick Humphries. Here we go.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low,
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Yeah! Woo!
I don't care if it snows.
I like the snow.
It's great.
You know,
Merry Christmas, everybody.
That's how I go with Kelly with a snowball fight. Would you believe that?
Really?
With a snowball.
Oh, wow.
I love the snow.
We got the stars. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care. Come on, everybody. You can sing along to this one.
The weather outside is frightful, but that fire is
so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've got lots of cones for popping. Lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And when we finally say goodnight, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow. Okay, I did cock it up a little bit.
But you know, I think still a big round of applause. And I think that our chat room and everybody else in the green room, in the back, in the green room, should give us a big round of applause. So on the count of three, ladies and gentlemen, in the green room, 1, 2, 3.
Yay!
Hey.
Okay, let's bring back the wonderful Frank Sinatra himself.
Yeah.
Impersonate.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I've heard this guy doing Michael Jackson. Absolutely fantastic. It's a wonderful Grant Collier. Hi, Grant.
Hello, Mike. I've got to say to you guys, you've both done really well. It's really going to be a hard one for me. The thing is with it, you've picked two specific artists that I really, really love. One being obviously the lovely Neil Diamond there that you sung, and obviously the lovely Dean Martin. It is a festive time of the year. I think Nick went and pushed hard for the get the vote for the Christmas vote. But I've got to say, guys, you were both really, really good. And if I'm truthful with it, and I'm going to go a bit with the Simon Cowell bit here. If I'm truthful with it, I will say that I think Nick actually picked a harder song out of both of them because of the way that Dean Martin, he flows with it, but then there's a very quickness into the song in certain areas, where Sweet Caroline is also quite an easy song, but there's also areas of that song that you've got to find the pitch right. So Mike, you've done absolutely superb, and I've got to say to you, like I've been listening with Mike over the last couple of weeks, you know, you've improved so much, and it shows you that, you know, you can really do something if you really want to do it. But my vote and my casting vote has gone out. And I've got to say this, and I say this with, and this is the reason
why.
There he is,
Simon Cowell in here.
this is the reason why I say it. I think the thing is here is that I look at what I've been listening to over the last couple of weeks and how I heard this man struggle really, really badly with a note when I first heard him. Now, I've got to say, it's got to be the lovely Mike Davis that takes my vote. Only just, and you've only picked it. Nick, I've got to say to you, mate, you were absolutely incredible. There's no real... You're both winners in my heart. I've got to say to you, you really, really
okay,
are.
Let's just
well done, guys. But I've got to say, Mike, you picked the post there, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Well
let
done.
Me just hold that thought there a minute, Grant. Let's bring in the wonderful Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hiya, Mike.
Hi, Elizabeth. Okay, it's down to
you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. It's down to you to cast your votes.
Well, it's really difficult, but I did choose a winner, and I thought you both did really, really well. The only thing, I'm going to be a bit Simon Cowell as well, I suppose.
We'd rather you be Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, that's it. I'll be Sharon Osbourne. That's a good idea. And the only criticism I'd got was I like Nick's voice. It was very, very toneful, I would say. But Nick, you were a little bit slow sometimes in sync with the song. And it's like you missed your...
They're critical, aren't they?
You're very, you see... Sharon Osbourne's so critical, and I'm just following in her footsteps. And you just missed a little bit, and I just heard you come in a bit late, didn't you? At times.
Okay, so Sharon, we need to push you, and doing the Dermot bit again.
Well, I'm sorry. I feel terrible, though. I don't like it, but I'm going to vote for Mike, because he didn't come in late. He kept in... do you know what? I think Nick had the better voice. But Mike was more in time with the music, so I'm stuck. But I think I'm going to go with Mike because he kept in time with the music.
Well, thank you very much. Judges, you have spoken. You know, I can't really declare myself as a winner, even though that you two wonderful people have just voted for me and a few others in the judging panel room voted for me as well. But Nick, I must say to you, mate, you've done absolutely fantastic, I think.
I just want to say, you know what Greg was saying?
Yeah.
About the fact that, you know, you did actually, you practiced all week, you know.
I have been practicing, I have.
You know, and you have improved, and you've done really great. So, you know, good luck to you, mate. Thank you very much.
Guys, let's take no credit away from both of you. You've done really, really well, boys. And I've got to say to you, they're not the easiest songs to sing, so well done.
Thank you, Grant. That's lovely.
Thank you, Grant.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Next year, I want you to sing, "There's a place in my heart, and I know that it is love."
Okay. Yes, we'll do that next
year. I thought Peter Andre was in the room then.
It's Michael Jackson.
Well, I tell you what, as a little...
Don't you sing Mysterious Girl?
I stop and stare at you, walking on the shore. I try to concentrate, my mind wants to explore. Tropical sand of you takes me up above. A little bit.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll go back to what we said earlier on, is that, you know, we are, I feel that we're both winners. I'm not saying that because, obviously Mike got the most votes, but I'm just saying, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I feel that we're both winners. And he can't stop smiling. Look at that.
You know, no, I've got to agree with you, you know. We are both winners. I'm just looking forward to next year now because...
We're going to whip someone wrong.
Well, we are. You're live on here, Nick. The challenge was thrown out to us as a family, as a team of Mike Spirit FM to try and do something next year for charity, a singing charity song. And Grant, you know, I'm really looking forward to that now because, you know, we can do it. I know Grant's already working on a song, Nick.
Is he?
Do you know that?
No.
Grant,
are you?
He is.
Yeah, I'm getting my thoughts together for a next year charity Christmas song, guys.
So I think that's something to watch out for. And as it's already been said in the chat room, not that I got the chat room open.
I've got a very good bass tenor voice. Can you not tell?
Oh, I can do. I can sort that out, Nick, quite easily. Do you mean I can sort you out anything?
There we go.
I can almost silence him as well sometimes. I can. Just like that. But Grant, you know, because you do have such a wonderful voice, if we practice a little for next year right now?
Well, let's think of something really, really easy.
Let's not think of anything because we've already got lined up. And me and Nick has already done this. Okay, so actually, you can join in. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Let's press this button, and not the wrong one again. Hee hee hee. Because I'm good like that. And you can actually just join in with us. I know you know it.
Do I?
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Good luck. Really, you want to sing it again?
Come on.
I gladly walk across the desert.
Never heard of it.
With shoes upon my feet. To share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim back to save you in your sea of broken dreams. When all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build.
Grant, please.
Louder, Grant, please. You can do it.
I don't know it, mate.
Come on, Grant.
Pop out.
We only got the words that
no way. Pop
out. I would whisper love so loudly, every heart could understand. That love and love is love can join the tribes of men. I will give my heart's desire, so then there might be. The first step is to realize that love begins with you and me. Love can build a bridge between. Time. When we stand together, it's our finest hour. We can do anything.
Well, yeah, amazing for my dog, he's sleeping. Mike Davis, Nick Humphries, and the wonderful Grant Collier. Grant,
you didn't sing.
You didn't. What happened?
I didn't sing, guys. I just left it to you guys because you were doing such a superb job.
Well, thank you, Grant, for that. I don't know if the chat room would agree. Let me just have a look in the chat room because I don't know if they would agree. Oh, that's nice. Merry Christmas, folks. That's nice.
I can't believe he got me to sing a Westlife song.
Hey, I achieved the impossible, didn't I? Because you did say live on air, there's no way I'm singing a Westlife song.
You did. And, but you know what? It's Christmas and I don't care.
It is. You know, I just want to say thank you to all our wonderful guests that's come on tonight. You know, even though that some of you have struggled in casting your votes. Let's bring you all back in one at a time. Leanne, stay there a minute. Whoa, Nick, clear the floor. Nick wants to speak.
Next life. Nick. Well, where
next
do we,
life?
Next life, I don't know what I mean. Where do we go from here? I reckon it's the sexiest medium.
We can't now because Grant is...
Sarah may have come in with her stockings and... Oh, no, don't go there.
Yeah, but Grant is listening and Grant would have a whole of votes. So let's not...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We'll have to think of another one between us. So.
guys, I know I've got a bald head, but it's a solar panel for a sex machine.
Oh! Grant, you're live on here, Mike Spirit FM. You know, it's only Christmas. That's okay. That's fine. You know, Grant, I'm getting there. Really, really slowly. You know, Nick, look at that.
Yeah, but do you know what, Grant? We were talking about waxing earlier because we're going to be waxed for charity, right? And just to build an image in your mind, because I know we haven't met yet, mate, and I know we will, is that I'm half Italian and I am pretty hairy. Okay?
Pretty? He's a gorilla.
And
like a gorilla.
I said it's going to be slightly unfair. A bit of a disadvantage on my heart, okay, on my part, because I'm gonna be in pain, and he's bald.
Yeah, but I had the disadvantage with the sing off because I mean Grant will tell you, Grant, what did I sound like 4 weeks ago?
Oh, I've got to tell you. I've heard a few cats meowing outside my window earlier tonight, and I've heard better.
You know, and Grant, So I did have the disadvantage, because when Nick came to the studio, I was like, ah, haha, what are you singing there, mate? You know,
yeah.
You know all the, because I know I've been practicing. And then he just goes, oh, I'll just knock something together now. You know, I was a lead singer of three bands, you know, in my younger days. I was like,
ah, it's all coming out. Oh. I didn't know that.
Out of the woodwork is coming.
Oh, right. Oh, right. That was what it was all about. Was
so
it?
You see this thing developing. So I'm going to give up a hand when it comes to the waxing because, okay, I don't have much here on my back.
Back, sack, and crack.
No.
Well, I tell you what, guys. Right, I'll do the waxing, but I'm smoother already than Duncan Goodhue.
Oh. Look at Mr. Smooth himself. Well, Grant, we will ask you to well, obviously you're going to be there because it's going to be at the live roadshow in Norway. Which is already so. I mean, I know that Eve has got her wax strips ready, Nick. I know she has, you know, and that's going to be the best. But
I can smell the wax.
Grant, can we ask you to be the cameraman?
I'll be right there. Close in.
We want you to be the cameraman, and we want the girls, okay, the Maxport FM girls, to be there with the towels.
I'm going to need a nurse.
Well, that's what the girls.
I'll tell you what, right? Just to put a little bit of atmosphere to it, I think we'll do it night vision. see if we can catch any orbs flying around
But no, I think that our wonderful Sarah May and Jeanette Ancombs can be there with the tissues to hand, dabbing our brows and our.
This is a family show.
Dabbing the eyes, because I know there's going to be lots of crying, but probably
it is after the watershed.
Well, it is, yeah. Jerry's position...
Mostly from me crying with laughter.
I think Jerry's position in this would need to be the one that gags us. So when we go, he shoves a sock in the mouth so it's not so loud, maybe.
I'm dreading this.
Well, you're the one who choked the challenge out to me, Nick.
I didn't know. I didn't. Oh, it wasn't a challenge. I just purely said that I was going to have my chest wax for charity. And you joined in, but you increased it from back to legs as well.
No. Let's not go there.
Anyway,
guys, we're into one at a time. Leanne, the wonderful Leanne Thomas, all the way from America. Leanne, are you there?
I'm here.
Leanne, I want to thank you personally and wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. And, you know, may all of your dreams come true for the new year. And I thank you very much for joining us, being a part of Mike Spirit FM. And, well, really, thank you for my vote.
What's that? Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Leanne. Have a wonderful day. I know that these guys will be in touch with you very soon because they've already said.
Well, I don't know about that now.
Well, you know, as I said, Leanne is a wonderful communicator to the spirit world and has
beautiful, a lovely message on her.
She really did. So, Leanne, I, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you dearly for coming on. Thank you very much. And let's go over to Brichter. Hi, Brichter. Brichter's all the way in Norway. Hello, Brichter.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Send out the flashlights then, Brichter, to see if you would answer the torch flashlights. Brichter, I want to thank you so much for coming on to the show tonight. I know it's getting late. But, you know, me and Nick will be joining you in February. I know that the two of us are looking forward to that. Because when we join...
Oh, yes, we do too.
Well, when we join you, I know that we're going to be promoting the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow in March. So I know that we are looking forward to that. Is it April?
April, isn't it? Sure, it's April.
Yeah, in Norway, it's April.
I do apologize, everyone.
That's okay, but I have I know what I'm doing.
So long as I got somebody that takes care of me, you know.
I had a date.
I've got Nick to take me legs, and I got you to give me the dates. You know, there's nothing better.
Yeah, I have lots of plans.
I know if you want to get a hold of a wonderful Leanne. And I forgot to ask about her website is www.angelichopes.com. That's Leanne Brichter. Why don't you give us your contact information there?
Yes, I can just write it on the screen afterwards if you want.
Shut up. Okay.
You want me to write it down?
No, I want you to tell our listeners.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I am. Just email me on Birterum, sorry. You know, I'm sick today. I can't think.
Bless you, bless you.
I have so high fever.
Well, I tell you what, why don't everybody just contact you via Facebook? It's and I can't even pronounce the last bit of your name. But look on my Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, and you'll see Brichter there with all the wonderful posts.
I will write down the all of it.
Okay.
Afterwards, okay.
Thank you very much, Brichter, and it's been absolutely amazing having you on.
Thank
well,
you.
Let's go to Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Hi, Elizabeth. I'm going to use that.
Hiya, Mike.
Oh, there she is.
There she's there.
There she's there.
Hi, Beth.
Hiya, Beth. Thank you very much for coming on to the show tonight and giving us your wonderful vote for me again. Oh, I'm so...
I know, but I feel really guilty now.
Please don't feel guilty. No. We're both winners. We are both winners.
You're both winners.
We are.
It's a very difficult choice.
It was, you know, because Nick is...
No, it wasn't.
It is.
No,
Nick,
it wasn't.
I know
it was quite easy.
I know I was the best, but, you know, you're fantastic as well, Nick. You really are. But, Elizabeth, why don't you just tell us how people can get hold of you?
You can catch me with my email address, which is animalexpressions@hotmail.co.uk. You can email me also at readings@thebridgeradio.net or on Facebook, which is Elizabeth Lee Crowther. And that's Lee and then a... That's the best way to get hold of me or catch me every Sunday between 5 and 7 p.m. That's UK time on www.thebridgeradio.net.
Okay, thank you very much, Elizabeth. And let's go to our wonderful hosts. I know Sarah can't be with us right now because something's gone wrong. Maybe there's so much energy in this room that we kick Sarah out. It was you talking about them stockings. That's what it was.
Just a comment. It wasn't anything.
Okay.
You know, my wife is listening, and I love her dearly. I don't want to get any wrong ideas.
Okay, let's go to the wonderful Jeanette Ancombs. Hiya, Jeanette.
Hi there, guys. Love the show tonight. Love the energy. It's been great fun.
Well, Jeanette, I want to thank you as well for coming on and being a part of the Mike Spirit team, for one. And I want to thank you for being on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show here tonight and again, casting your vote. You know, again, for me. But, you know, thank you very much, Jeanette.
No, actually, she voted for me.
I did. I voted for Nick.
Yeah. Damn it. Let me get that knife out of my back. Okay. Jeanette, even though that you voted for Nick, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. You know, I don't hold no grudges. I don't. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because we're all winners here.
Exactly.
And Jeanette, why don't you tell people how they can get hold of you?
Okay, well, if you'd like to get in touch with me for a private one-to-one reading, you can get in touch with me either via Skype, Jeanette Ann Psychic, or you can get in touch with me on Facebook, which is either Jeanette Ann Psychic Medium or my other page, Jeanette Ann Coom, and send me an email and I'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you very much, Jeanette. As I said, I know Sarah can't be with us. There's a little issue with the internet went down.
Okay.
So, that's okay. I mean, you know, I know that Sarah May is... let me just try and see if I can click this button and bring Sarah May back in. I don't think I can. Yes, I can. Woohoo! I just tried that just now and it wouldn't work. But before we... I don't know, is Sarah coming on now? Sarah, are you there with us? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Okay, Grant.
Hello, sir.
I want to, again, thank you, Grant Dealey, from the bottom of my heart, and say thank you very much for coming on to the show.
I would never have missed it, guys. Come on. I mean, I know I'm coming in a little bit late into the show, but hey-ho, it's Christmas and we're busy. But listen, guys, it was an absolute pleasure. It's been a pleasure working with you guys all year round. Yeah, guys, and also before Mike asks me, because I'm psychic and I know I'm linked in with him, and he's going to tell me this in a minute. Or say this to me. What is your website, Grant, and how can people grab hold of it? Well, it's
www.
I don't know how I did that.
Amazing.
Grant, you are psychic. There's no truth about it.
It's www.grantcollier.co.uk. And also, if you want to look into investigations next year and you fancy going on a ghost hunt, then go through to my lovely investigation team at spooksavers.co.uk. It's www.spooksavers.co.uk. And
come and see how I work on the investigation site.
Wonderful. Grant, thank you very much. I know that Sarah, we still having trouble with Sarah reconnecting, but Sarah's show is every Thursday right here on Mike Spirit FM. I must say, again, you know, a wonderful communicator to the spirit world, a wonderful show that Sarah has. So why don't you come and join us on Sarah's show? And not forgetting our wonderful Jerry. I mean, Jerry's absolutely amazing. You know, I know that you've listened to Jerry a few times there, Nick, and you know, what an asset to Mike Spirit FM,
yeah,
just
great.
The same as every one of you. You know, you really are a big asset here to Mike Spirit FM. Not forgetting the newest show, which is a Saturday, which is Julie from Julie Sock. You know, I was in the... I had a reading yesterday.
Did you?
I did.
Ooh. I'm after a reading.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Maybe, you never know.
Maybe.
Maybe whilst we're in Studio One, all these guys can maybe talk to us afterwards.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, you
hey,
never
Grant,
know.
Are you up for that, Grant?
Grant?
You up for a reading?
Reading, Grant?
Oh, what? Wait.
Thank you. Olivia, Grant's just agreed to give us both a reading after the show.
That's great.
Oh, that's a problem, guys.
I absolutely need that.
I mean, you know, I really need that as well. But, you know, I'm not going to forget our wonderful producer, Ken, you know, because I know that each and every one of us relies upon Ken for producing these shows. And in my opinion, he does a fantastic job. You know, he presses, you know, Nick, you see me pressing these buttons tonight. It's not easy.
Yep. No.
You know, but Ken can do it the way he does. He has to do it a different way. So, it's difficult for him. It really is. So Ken, from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much, Dilly. And guys, Nick, not forgetting you, mate, you are on a Tuesday. Your
Tuesday.
Wonderful show, the Nick Humphries,
Psychic
Medium show.
Pretty special show this week.
Have you?
It's on Christmas Day.
Woohoo. You know, I'm going to be there.
I hope so.
Should we sing again?
What, on the show?
Should we?
Sure.
And we'll make
guys,
a great
guys,
show.
Go on, what?
Guys, can I cut in a minute?
If you must.
We would like to thank also, guys, our hosts that are not long with us this year, that also served with us this year. It was the lovely Andrew D and the lovely Oscar Villegas.
Absolutely.
These guys are absolutely fantastic, and I wish them all well for the new year, and I hope to catch up with them soon, and hopefully they'll come on our show and be part of my spirit again. And I just thought I'd put that in because I had them on my mind earlier on, and I thought to myself, where are they now? What are they doing? And let's hope that they come back in and join us some point.
You know, there's a song in there, Grant. Let me see if I can link to Nick there to see about...
Always on
my mind. You
are
always on
my mind.
Oh my God, we are so good.
We are
good.
Also, I want to extend the best wishes to our listeners. I think
most definitely our listeners.
Yeah.
You know, our listeners have made this network what it is, because without them, we wouldn't be here.
No.
So you know, to every one of you, past, present, and future listeners, you know, I want to say a big, massive thank you, because it's grown to something that, wow, I could never believe it's grown this big. You know, Nick, I remember, a year ago now, you came to me and said, how do I get involved in this? I said, it's quite easy, Nick. Come and have a test on my show, see if you like it. If you do, you can have your own.
Yeah.
And here you are, a year later in Studio
later.
One, singing our little hearts out together. Isn't that weird? You know, I just want to wish everyone, and Pam, I know that we've been having a little joke. Pam Rogers in the chat room. We have been a little banter back and forth, me and Pam, behind the scenes there. Pam, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. There she goes again. You know, I just want to say, Pam, wishing you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year to everyone in our chat room. Nick, thank you very much for being in Studio One tonight. It's a pleasure. It really is. For me, it's good night, good day. Wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.